Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We've all been there in the midst of a disagreement with our romantic partner that we may feel like we're not communicating clearly, and then we're kind of feeling misunderstood. And these experiences can bring up feelings of anxiety, anger, and shame, and that have potential to do long-term harm to our relationships. My guest today, Dr. Catherine Foster, is a marriage and family therapist who has a unique and incredible understanding of how men and women communicate differently and what that means in a relationship. She's here to talk about the differences and will also bring some basic communication tips and tools that we can take into our relationships. Dr. Foster, welcome to the show. So happy to have you with us.
Thank you, Erica. Good to be here.
Yeah, so we were discussing about women and how they communicate differently, and interestingly enough, you were discussing MRIs in the brain. Can you you know, speak to that a little bit and just kind reintroduce this idea? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the MRIs can show us now that by the age of 17, a girl's brain changes, and when she processes emotion, it now hooks up with feelings because it actually moves up to the highest brain, the cerebral cortex. So she now can explain what she feels. She can hook words up to feelings in a very good way. She can reason through her emotion, and she thinks her feelings now, and she feels her thoughts. There's an integration between feeling and thought. Now, the reason this matters for romance is because her identity becomes associated with those thought feelings.
Right.
And she wants to she uses the vehicle of dialogue to express that identity. So if a guy is in a romance, he must attend to that, or he's going to be like the couple who come into therapy after 25 years of marriage, and I ask what's wrong, and she says, "He doesn't know me." And, of course, what she means is he doesn't know the essence of me. You know, he doesn't know this special thing that happened to me by this time I was 17, where I started being able to talk and hook up feelings and thoughts. Now, for men, that processing remains in the primitive brain. So men tend to be suspicious of emotion. And, Erica, I'm sorry, I'm talking about negative emotion, not positive. But
I think men, well, some men also, you know, some men are more in touch with their feelings and can verbalize, and then, you know, and then there's others that can't, positive or negative, depends, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have like 14% of men have more like a female brain, you know?
Right.
So in the genetic composition, you know, you have everything, but you know, most men are what I'm addressing here. But,
right.
You know, a lot of times a guy feels like emotion is something to be bridled. They fear being reactive because their emotion is less hooked up to thought, and it's harder to express. So if she sounds upset, he often feels it's the best thing to do is just calm her down. But for her, emotion is a different thing. Now, sometimes she gets really reactive if he won't listen. It's true.
Yeah,
She needs to express it, you know?
Right, absolutely. So what are some tips that you can offer our audience, and just how to start with, do you have to learn the way your partner communicates? Do you believe in different love languages by, you know, verbally expressing or affection or, you know, like
I think the love languages are a good thing, but I think the reason that 2/3 of divorces are now brought on by women is because in our culture, we don't generally understand this idea about a woman's brain and how it's changed. You know, I think men are more physical and tend to just assume women are. I mean, look at how women look, you know, a lot wearing high heels and makeup and so beautiful. You know, a guy thinks that she's very into her body, and he may try to relate to her more on that level, but not knowing that she has this other thing going on that really identifies her. That has to be worked into the relationship. And we're talking about the naked truth about men and romance right now, but I did write a second book to kind of answer all this, Erica. And it's
yes,
called,
please tell us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's called What Women Want Really. And it's a different kind of a book. It's a pocket book. It's real concise and bullet pointed, and I did that so that guys would relate to it. But it's meant to be read by couples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's meant to be read by couples out loud because it helps them negotiate the stuff that I'm saying, and it has discussion questions in it. Most of them are for the guy to ask the female, which kind of puts it in his control but gives her a chance to express all this, because what I'm saying right now is not just not known by men, it's not known by women. So women often don't know how to present their true needs to a guy.
Right. Oh, well, that would be a fantastic tool for people, for couples to begin to get this conversation started.
And yeah, absolutely.
What do you recommend the best way for someone to communicate a concern without sounding like a nag or negative? You know, I think a lot of women also, and men, you know, if they have one partner that kind of shuts down more easy, that they don't really want to bring up something that may be interpreted as negative. So they just don't say anything at all. And that becomes, you know, a resentment in the future. How do you encourage people to really speak their truth?
Well, good point. And let me say this. When a woman needs to express something to a man, she has to come into understanding the way his brain works.
Okay.
His testosterone causes his brain to be efficiency seeking. So if she can present to him the bottom line, that is what she wants him to do, he will feel relieved, and probably most guys are very happy to do it if they just know what the heck you want, you know. Now, the problem comes in that a woman is empathy driven.
Yeah.
So that means that when she has a difficulty with her guy, she goes about expressing how painful it is, how difficult it is for her. And she believes that any second now, the light will go on in his eyes, and he will have empathy, too, for her. And then everything will be wonderful.
Everything will change, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that isn't what happens. Because what really happens is that as she's talking about her emotion, and again, remember, he's a little concerned that she might be like him. She might, you know, she might have a relationship to emotion that he has. It's different, you know. But in the meantime, he's trying to seek out what she wants him to do.
Right. So to be more direct, for our listeners out there that are dealing with these situations in their lives, to be more direct and ask for what you need, or kind of lead the way or discuss a solution, something of that nature, instead of leaving it unopen and kind of like, you know, there's no closure on it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. So can you tell our audience where to find your books and how to get a hold of you? I just want everybody to know where to find you.
You can always go to my website, which is Catherine, I'll spell that, Catherine Foster, PhD.com, and that's KathryN. And of course, all the books are on Amazon.
That's fantastic. And you encourage the couples to read one of the books together.
The book called, yes, Erica, this is a different idea of a book. You know, What Women Want Really is meant to be read aloud by couples, even though it's written for men. I specifically did it that way.
No, that's fantastic. I think it also brings couples together, and they could share, you know, some intimacy in that way. Maybe that leads to some vulnerability where really, a conversation can begin to actually change the relationship for the better and make some lasting changes. So that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really appreciate you being with us. This is such an interesting conversation. And can't wait to keep talking about more. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.